Well, hey there. Welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. Patty Wyme is my guest today. Patty's going to help us work on our spiritual life a little bit. Now, the name of her book might throw you a little bit. The book is called I Like Big Butts. So you want to stay tuned for how that connects to working on our spiritual life. We'll be back with Patty right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. To thank the good people over at RadioGuestList.com. I never have a need for guests. I always have people that want to be on the show, and they're always sending me emails, and that's done for free by a service called RadioGuestList.com. And those are good people over there. They believe in what I'm doing. They send me quality guests all the time. Doesn't cost a dime. And so I want to thank those people over there at RadioGuestList.com. I haven't been getting much email lately. Send me some mail. I'd like to know how you're doing. How are things going with your reintegration? What problems have you run into? Do you have a suggestion for the show? Let me know. You can always catch me at MathersRodney@yahoo.com, MathersRodney at yahoo.com. Welcome back. My guest today is Patty Wyme. She's got a book called I Like Big Butts. Now, that's butts with a T, one T. And we're going to be talking to her about that. Patty, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Hey, listen, one of the things we like to do here on the Journey of Hope is have a guest tell us a little bit about themselves. Could you do that for us?
Sure. Boy, I've had a journey. I am currently a flight attendant, flying all around the world, enjoying my travels. I am a wife of 33 years. I have two children, one that is 25 and in college, and I have my daughter who is a resident of heaven. She has been gone from us for 5 years now, and that's part of where the I Like Big Butts became generated. Okay. I have done a lot of things in my career, from retail, upper management, to owning my own daycare and in Christian ministry. So I've walked a lot of walks.
And the book is Christian-based, correct?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And you say that the word butt is used thousands of times in the Bible. And
yes, sir.
Because things don't always go according to plan, right?
Correct, correct.
Tell us about that.
Well, again, I think that God can take any situation and with just that small three-letter word, turn it around. One of my favorite ones is, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. And again, with the book, this has actually been a 10-year process. It's something that I was joking about with a friend about different things that were happening in the Bible. And he would argue with me and he'd say, but what about that? And what about that? And I'm like, but look at this. And we began joking about the fact that there was a lot of butts in the Bible. And that's kind of where the book started, just being born. Mm-hmm. And then I watched my life for about 10 years and was doing some blogging. And then friends were like, we shouldn't turn that into a book. And I'm like, yeah, right. Who titles the book I Like Big Butts? But 2016 arrived, and I thought, I need to just get this off of my mind and just take this and put it into some words and see what happens with it. And so ultimately, I look at this verse, and God's purpose was for me to do this all along. And I took many detours around that, thinking that it was not what I needed to do. But ultimately, when I surrendered and just said, hey, let's just do this, it has been a huge blessing to my life. Just by hearing how it's touched other people, I want to take the Word of God and get it into the hands of people that otherwise maybe wouldn't read the Bible because, A, either they're intimidated by it or they feel like they have been judged against it, and help them to realize that it's just about love and grace. And we're all an imperfect person that God loves. And again, that's what was my hope was for the book.
Well, I noticed you still do some blogging, and we'll talk about your website and everything here in a minute, but you've got something that kind of jumped out at me. You said that you're a recovering people pleaser. Tell me about that and how that played into the book.
Oh, that is a huge part. Actually, about a year ago, it finally came to my a point in my life where I realized that I was spending more time worrying about what other people thought than about what my purpose was. And I would do things for people when I didn't want to. And I actually started in a recovery program for codependency. And I began to realize that I, by being in control of everything and wanting to control everyone else's happiness or make them happy, that I was trying to play God in their life when I don't have that capacity. And it has been the most freeing experience of my life, from the aspect of I just take care of me. And when you take care of yourself and you believe in yourself, then it's actually amazing how other people come along and they can trust you more because you're not trying to manipulate them. You're not trying to say or do things to get them to like you. But instead, you begin to have more genuine relationships. Even my relationship with my husband is stronger. With my son, it's stronger. And it's because, again, I'm not trying to manipulate and control. Even though I didn't think that's what I was trying to do by making everybody happy, it turns out that that's exactly what I was trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about how the book is laid out. I haven't seen the book. People are using it as a daily devotional. Tell us about the layout.
Absolutely. There's 100 big butts, and it is laid out where there is a scripture that has a but in it. Another one, again, that's my favorite, is a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. And then I begin to just talk about it and what that means to me. And I realize, like in that situation, my attitude is up to me. I can be cheerful. And I can help people or I can feel crushed, but it's a decision that I make. And then every 10 big butts, there's also a coloring pages that has some scripture that you can actually sit and color. And then there's also another page that's called the Big Butt Workout. And it gives you an opportunity to reflect on, you know, what do you believe? What do you understand? What is the truth? And then what can I do with this information? Another one was, what am I thankful for? Because I think it's important for us to stop every so often and evaluate what we've studied. Also, on several of the big butts, not every one, but there's an opportunity where I give questions about, you know, what are you going to surrender today? Or how is this affecting you? It's just to get people to be very interactive.
Mm-hmm. Cool. This audience, Patty, that listens to this podcast is mostly people that are returning home from incarceration.
Okay.
And I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about how you think this idea of, you know, the butts in the Bible and all this, how would this help someone coming home from incarceration?
Wow. One of the underlying themes, and truly when I mentioned being a people pleaser, the word that often comes to me is freedom. And I can't think of a more parallel picture of someone who's been in incarceration and now they're free. But, you know, we all create our own cells and our own bars that we put ourselves in. And whether we're physically incarceration or we just put ourselves in these places, this book will be a tremendous help from that, because it helps us each realize that we have struggles. We, again, put ourselves in situations that we shouldn't be in, but ultimately God is there for us. Whether I'm in a hotel room by myself, one of the turning points for me, I was actually in Rome, Italy, and I finally realized at that point that I had been in an extremely codependent situation with my mom. And it was more important for me to please her than it was even to please my God or my family. And I was very alone and I was crying out. There was no friends to help me. There was nobody there. And I had to turn to the Lord and say, I need you. I need you to turn this around. And he made it very clear to me that he would never leave me, nor would he forsake me. And no matter what I had done, he would forgive me and I would be able to be accepted by him. And no matter what bad choices we make, he already knows that. Mm-hmm. Nothing comes to a surprise to him. And he mm-hmm. wants to be there for us so that he can use us for what he created us for.
Do you have some thoughts on why it is that so many people fall into codependent types of relationships? It seems to be fairly common.
It is. It is. I believe without a doubt it is the enemy's biggest trap. You know, we can go all the way back to Genesis where he took an apple and he told Eve that it was good. And the only reason she shouldn't eat it is because God wanted her not to know as much as God knew. Well, that's kind of true, because God didn't want her to know the good and the evil, but it was a lie. And so with codependency, we start telling ourselves that we are in control and we are God and we can help other people. And we are just always looking for that approval. But when we look for it in people, they're always going to let us down. Mm-hmm. I have been let down by churches before. I have been let down by many Christian people before. Mm-hmm. And I could have chose to just turn away. But instead I said, no, it's not in people. It's in the Lord. Mm-hmm. It is who gave me birth, gives me life, gives me breath. And I really think that's why people fall into codependencies, because we are so looking for that love and that acceptance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think a lot of us have experiences of being let down, you know, by churches and maybe people that we thought we had a little bit higher expectation of or whatever. Mm. So, yeah, we've all been there.
And yeah, so, I use that word a lot with expectations. I use that word a lot with expectations. Expectations kill relationships. Because when you expect something, you've started to be God and you're let down by someone, when instead that's not fair, because often we don't tell them what our expectations are. We just expect it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I was noticing on Amazon you got a lot of good reviews. What are some positive things that people tell you about the book?
You know, one resounding thing that has come through is that it's very simple. I tell people it's not a theological in-depth Bible study.
Right.
It's a imperfect person in an imperfect world just sharing how I feel. The scriptures have come alive to people when, in fact, before they would have never read them, because I just simply explain how it affects real life. That has been what has been the most encouraging thing to me.
So how do we get it? Where do we go? I just mentioned Amazon. You have a webpage too, right?
Outskirts Press was the organization that I used to publish the book. And so you can actually purchase the book on Outskirts Press. You can actually download an ebook for $5. I'm actually working on getting it in ebook format on Amazon as well. It is on Barnes & Noble. If they're interested in getting a signed copy from me, I can happily give you my email. And if they want to email me, then I can get them a signed copy directly from the author if that's what they'd want.
Okay.
I do have a Facebook page. Love to correspond with people and encourage them as well.
Okay. And they just get there by following your name?
Actually, it's I Like Big Butts. for the Facebook page.
You know, when you Google that, you get lots of interesting things.
Yeah, exactly. I know. And that part of me kind of went that direction because I wanted people on mainstream to all of a sudden come across this. But if you make it as all one word, like say you go to Facebook and you go to the top and then you put it in for Facebook, then that will, my page should come up.
All right. Patty Ryan. She's got a book called I Like Big Butts. It sounds like it's a pretty good read. You might want to check it out. And we'll be back. Patty, first of all, let me tell you thanks for being here today. And we really appreciate it. Our listeners appreciate it. We'll be back right after this. My name is Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Sure love to hear from you. That email address is mathersrodney@yahoo.com, mathersrodney@yahoo.com. I want to thank Patty Ryan, and I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.